5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
So this. These are all lies. This isn't the truth. The actual time is 1930. 1930 UTC, the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm standing here drinking tea. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo, doggy. What are we drinking today? We're drinking the Dahong Pao. Once again, back on the Dahong Pao. But today, I'm drinking the slightly cheaper Dahong Pao. Not the high quality stuff. Meaning, of course, the medium low quality stuff. But you know, the medium quality stuff, which is to say the actual low quality stuff. If this doesn't make any sense to you, allow me to be the first person to apologize. Oh yeah, but this cheap Dahong Pao is still pretty good. It's actually pretty really good. To be honest, it's delicious. I am having something of a weird day so far. I did not sleep well. I did not wake up well. And well, things are medium well. Which is to say that they're not that great. But that's okay because we're going to drink some more tea. Oh yeah, look at it. Look at all that goldeny, yummy goodness. It's just waiting for me to drink it. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. Oh, it's delicious. It's ridiculous. It's so good. Oh, booga, booga, booga. What is going on with me today? I have no idea, but things are a little bit weird. First of all, my hands seem to be swollen. Why are my hands swollen? Or maybe they're not swollen. I'm looking at my hands very carefully. Maybe they're not swollen so much as I am just actually like fully hydrated for once. I noticed this yesterday, or was it yesterday or the day before? Both days, I think. When I went to put my slide on my finger so I could play some cool slide guitar cigar box blues, my slide wasn't fitting properly. It was loose. It was not. It was weird. And I thought, okay, well, maybe I just need to sort of replace the foam in here. I have some foam tape. Some of that craft foam that has adhesive on the back, and I've cut a little strip of it to fit inside the slide, which is just a glass tube that is, you know, 3.5 centimeters long. And this foam inside the tube, you know, helps keep the slide on my finger. What is it I'm trying to say here? You know, it acts as a little wedge, and it wedges my finger into the slide so it doesn't rattle around. In the last couple days I've put my slide on, it hasn't fit as well as it should. And I've been thinking, oh, maybe I just need to replace this foam tape soon. Okay, well, huh. Minutes ago, By the way, I'm having a super sinus day again today, so I've got to apologize for all the sniffles and stuff and all the coughing. But about 5 minutes ago, 7 minutes ago, I put on my slide, and now it seems to, not only does it fit, it's actually sort of tight. And that's what has led me to believe that my hands are swollen. But now that I'm looking at my hands, I don't think my hands are actually swollen. What I'm noticing is there's not all of the dehydration wrinkles in my fingers that I normally have. So what does this mean? It means I've been drinking a lot of tea. Of course that's what it means. What else could it possibly mean? I was up last night drinking tea, having a good time, trying to decide, should I drink all of the rest of this pot or should I go to bed? Yeah, that's one of my main problems in life. You know, it's 3:30 a.m. You're sitting there. You're watching some, you know, Australian rules football or something on TV live from Australia, the greatest continent country in the world. And you think, should I go to sleep or should I finish drinking the rest of this tea? Should I stay up another half an hour so I can drink all the tea? These are the types of problems that I face on a daily basis. These are the questions I find myself asking in the wee hours of the morning. Good tea. Oh, I love drinking tea. It's not even, it's an axiom. Axiomatic tea drinking. I think I just invented that. But the tea drinking isn't the only important thing that's going on right now. Hi, what's your problem? Oh, now you're gonna stop now that you have the microphone in front of your face? Pippa is sitting here in front of her computer. She wants me to fire it up so she can watch some bird videos, and she was giving me some yap, yap, yap. Oh, you're not going to give me the yaps anymore? Yeah, of course you're not. So now I got to type the password into the computer. See, here's your birdie videos. Did you accidentally press pause or something again? Is that why the computer went to sleep? What's going on here? Why is it loading? Why is it taking so damn long? I think you paused it. See how this pause button is not the play button? Push that. Or did I just now pause it? Who's dumber when it comes... Okay, now you're just walking all over it. This is how these things happen. This is how it happens. Okay, look, it's running. Look at that squirrely. Look at that squirrel. Oh my God, get that sumbitch. Get him. Okay, now you're making it fast forward. The cat sees the squirrel on the screen and is now standing on the keyboard, which is causing it to fast forward. See, move your paws. See, look. Oh, look, see, there's a squirrely. He wants to get him. You see, once again, she sees the squirrel. She moves up onto the keyboard, and she pauses the video somehow. Move your feet and watch. See, get that. Now weird screens are popping up. Okay, now, do you want some insurance for your car? Why did you call up the car insurance thing? You don't need kitty car insurance because you don't have a kitty car. You want to get that damn squirrely. Don't you? That's not even a squirrel. That's chipmunk. Okay, why is it paused now? Okay, the sound you hear is now the cat. What? Good job. You turned the audio on. Okay, Pippa has figured out how to turn on the audio. And she's now standing on the button that mutes it because it's going on and off. Pippa has now opened up another window. Okay, now she's trying to get the chipmunk. The sound you are hearing is the cat batting at the computer screen. Oh my God, this could go on forever. I can't watch. I can't do it. I cannot sit here and, oh my God, watch my cat try to hack. Because she's just going to open up. Yeah, I don't even know what's going on over there now. She's sitting on the floor, but her front paws... She's doing it. She's hacking right now. her front paws are, her toes are moving. She's actually trying to type something, but her paws are on basically the fourth row down. One, two, three, four. No, the fifth row down. There's six rows on keyboards now. Okay, whatever. So this is cool. My cat is hacking again. But something that's even cooler is guess what's on TV right now? Oh, what's that sound? Oh, it's a bunch of terrible sound effects. What could these... Oh, yeah, there we go. Oh, awesome. Yes. Once again, we're watching Godzilla movies during the day instead of, you know, accomplishing anything important. And this is Godzilla versus Hedorah. And in this film, Godzilla manages to fly by using his breath weapon, but he flies backwards. Basically, he sort of turns around and breathes out and curls his tail up underneath him, and this way he can chase Hedorah and, you know, then get into a giant monster fight, because come on, why are we watching this stuff? It's for the giant monster fights. Coming up next, here in about another 15 minutes or so, we've got Godzilla's Revenge. Yes, Godzilla's Revenge. This is one of my favorite ones from when I was very young. This is so Showa era, it's not even funny. And it's the irony is that today it's rated G for violence. Not kidding, G for violence. And this is the one where the kid is bullied and he finds the vacuum tubes and the kids try to take him away and the kid gets upset. And then he goes to Monster Island and he meets Godzilla's son, Minya. Just one of many of Godzilla's children. And Minya and the kid, they bond because they're both being bullied. Yeah. So end bullying. Go to Monster Island. Yeah, got some good Godzilla roars going. Yeah, slam him to the ground. Nice. But wow, how very overcompressed. Godzilla flying backwards again. Yeah, Kaiju... Hajimashita. That means, it's nice to meet you, giant monster. I speak Japanese now. I just decided. Look at this cool monster battle. Alright, somebody fade this monster business out. Because I hear something else. What the hell is going on over here? Hi. What did you do? Why is your computer playing music? What are you doing? Okay, let me fix this for you. Just allow me to help you here. Let's just get a different video going. Okay, here's one. Blue Jays and Cardinals. You can watch red and blue birds. Do you want to watch some red and blue birds? Is that going to be fun for baby? Yes, it'll be fun for you. And if you don't try to hack it, you won't have any problems. There. There's Blue Jay. Are you happy? Yeah, get him. Get him. This is the sound of my cat swiping at the screen trying to get the Blue Jay. Get it. Get it. Get that sumbitch and bird. You got to get it. But I do have to admit, I am fairly entertained by watching my cat sit there and swipe at the... at the computer screen. The only downside is this causing scratches on my computer screen? Or is she leaving some kind of greasy mess? Boy, are you gonna get it now. Look at that greasy mess.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Hurry!
Now, Mom just drove up.
Give me something.
Hurry!
Fast!
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines.
It makes no sense. Why would the mom say, oh, look, that shines? She just happens to notice that something is extra shiny. Oh, something is more shiny than it was when I left half an hour ago. Oh, I'm suspicious. Does this make any sense to anyone? Before I fly into a rage, I guess we should go into some music. So we're going to Justin Johnson playing Blackwood Lullaby on one of his new Maton guitars. And this came out, last week, but somehow I missed it? So we're just gonna get into this today. See what he's got going on.
Thank you.
Okay, nice. That was lovely and very lullaby-ish. Except for the ending, I guess. I don't know. Okay, cool. That was Justin Johnson with Blackwood Lullaby. Doing some finger styling on his new guitar. Cool, cool. I am feeling like I need something with a little bit more energy. I need to get pumped up. I need something. Oh, yeah, maybe that's it. Banana. That's what we all need. We all need a banana.
Banana.
Banana. Actually, what I think we need are some tubes. And when I say tubes, I mean thermionic valves, so we can put them into our radio/computer and contact Monster Island. What's this kid's name again? It's probably Taro. Taro. No, it's Ichiro. All right, so Ichiro takes his radio/computer out of the closet, plugs it into the wall. Ish, ish.
Computer. 僕を怪獣島に連れて行け. Computer. 怪獣島の場所を教えてください. Computer, どうぞ.
Computer,
アンテナか.
Yeah, get that antenna up. He's asking his computer where the...
怪獣島はどこですか? Computer, どうぞ.
He's looking for Monster Island.
はい。ジェット機ですか? 羽田からジェット機ですね。
Oh, yes. そうですか. It's a jet. And that jet is flying to Monster Island.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
No, but I got girlfriend, Monster Island.
Bye. 私を見てなくても、あるいは魔法様が私に感受せずとも、みんなまとめて Give up ever ever give up。
Yay! Oh my god, that was of course the song Stalemate, also known as the theme song to one of my favorite animes, Defrag. love to fight, it's so crazy. And I feel like some of my energy has come back. That crazy, wacky little song has brought me back to life. I feel it. I can sense it. It's like I don't feel like I need to take a nap. Again, or already. Oh my god, how am I going to get through this day? What is going on? Man, I got up way too early. I guess I'll just sit around and play guitar. Maybe I'll keep reading that book I started. Actually, I should work on some stuff. I should work on some more projects. I should build another guitar. I need to... What do I need to do? I need to plane a neck down and stop making such greasy messes.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Ow, Mom, just
give
drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast. Yeah? Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast. 409 is so effective it starts to work before you start to wipe.
What have you kids been up to?
What have you two been up to?
Snap!
Formula 409. It starts to
work before you start to wipe. Is this show starting to get predictable? Is Dubious Goals Committee starting to just be a little bit... Is it too obvious? I mean, as a listener, do you feel like you know what's coming up next? I mean, is it that obvious?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
I mean, it's starting to seem a little predictable to me.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
I'm just saying. But I know what a lot of you are thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, you're the one that's in control. You're the DJ. You're the DJ of the radio. You're the DJ. You're DJ Tobe. No. I have no control of what's going on. I have no idea what's happening. We can blame my cat. I'm trying to look over. Yeah, okay, let's go over there because she's sort of casually leaning on the computer now. Oh, yeah, look at this. She's only pulled up like 8 different windows. And apparently the source code for this website. And what is this? Oh, it looks like she's trying to print something. You can't print a video. Cats, what do they know? They know that they should listen to the Dubious Goals Committee every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Yeah, you should tune in tomorrow too. Who knows what weird crap we're going to get up to. Maybe we'll go outside and look for some mushrooms or marmots. I don't know. But I'm getting kind of hungry, so I'm going to go make lunch.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.